Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Hooray! Cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Just a quick reminder before we get going, please visit the VFW.org site and get your kids into the essay competition for win a little college money. It's the voice of democracy, and this year's theme is why I'm optimistic about my nation's future. So who couldn't use a little bit of scratch for a college education, you know? And it's a great outfit, and we love our veterans very much here. So, ooh, that's a delicious cup of three beans dark roast with some organic clover half and half. And Wholesome Sweeteners, organic turbinado, raw cane sugar, vegan, and free trade. So check that out. But we don't know where they made it, which I'm upset about, because I want to know who they're fair trading with. So if anybody knows where Wholesome Sweeteners gets their sugar, please let us know. There goes the life flight over the top of my head. That's a Bell Jet Ranger.
No, it isn't
a
jet.
It's a helicopter. Yeah, but the name of the helicopter is Bell Jet Ranger.
Okay.
All right, so tell me about Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking? What do you mean, Stephen Hawking?
You said you wanted to talk about Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking looks kind of different.
Yeah, he does look kind of different from something other than him.
Stephen Hawking has a wheelchair.
That's right.
Stephen Hawking has a pond.
He has a pond? Okay.
Stephen Hawking has a swing.
He has a swing for his wheelchair? Okay.
And the tree is his house.
And he lives in a tree, which is handicap accessible for his wheelchair. Do you know what country he lives in?
The tree actually is his house. It actually is his house in a triangle. He lives in...
What country?
He lives in United States.
No, he lives with the smart people in England.
Not England.
Yeah, really, he does.
United States of America.
No, he lives in Cambridge, England.
No.
At a university.
United States of America.
Okay. Your Stephen Hawking lives in a pond in a treehouse in the United States. Okay. Well, I think that quantum physics would say that since multiple universes and realities are possible, it's entirely possible there's a Stephen Hawking in every country. Infinite possibilities, right? Infinite possibilities? What do you think about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot doesn't care about Bigfoot.
No, Stephen Hawking doesn't care about Bigfoot. Do you?
No, I don't care about Bigfoot either.
Yeah, that's probably how most people feel. Of course, that's, you know, most people don't really care about nature at all. Much less the parts of it that we don't know about yet. Do you care about nature?
No.
Why not? Because you live in a city?
Oh, actually, it's because I live in a tree house.
But a tree is nature.
A tree is a nature.
Well, yeah, it is. Trees are part of nature. So if you live in a tree house, you really gotta care about nature.
I don't care about nature.
You learned all about your biology and stuff. That didn't make you like nature?
Yeah, well, there's only one book that makes me care of nature. Extreme biology.
Wow, and that's all about controlling nature, like stem cells and laboratories and stuff, right?
And trees, too.
There's trees in extreme biology? I don't remember there being trees in extreme biology.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, all right. So, you don't think that there's any nature in a city?
No.
But you grew a strawberry plant in a... But you grew a strawberry plant and a basil plant right here in the spot.
Really?
And that's nature.
Oh, okay.
And you're a primate, just like Bigfoot and Stephen Hawking. So, that's nature too.
Of course, nothing is nature. Yes.
And look at that. Look at the building that you're sitting in. What are you sitting on?
Sitting on.
What's that? It's wood. And what does wood come from?
Wood comes from paint. Yeah, paint.
What does wood come from? It comes from trees. And trees are nature. So we're right back to the circle again.
It comes from trees.
Where does wood come from?
From paint.
No, the paint is on the wood. And the paint is made of... This is latex paint. You know where latex comes from?
Yeah.
Where?
Everywhere.
Latex paint comes from the sap of a tree. The rubber tree.
A rubber tree? What yep. about...
In Asia.
What about...
In South America.
What about a sea bear tree?
A sea bear tree? I don't think sea bears grow on trees.
Sea bears grow on trees.
So you see, it all ties back to nature. That's why you got to care about it and you got to be involved. Because there are plenty of people out there who don't think that you can destroy or hurt nature. And let me tell you, buddy, you definitely can destroy and hurt nature just as surely as we can cut down these trees to make these houses that we live in. So, hey, time for special shout-outs. We're almost out of time.
Shout-outs.
Who are you doing a shout-out to? Oh, wait, shout-out to Ed, our awesome friend and fan up there at Laurel Hill Nursery School. Shout-out, hey, Ed.
No.
And shout-outs to Mama. And grandmother and Aunt Lori.
No, Mama, no, 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 no.
And shout outs to Dr. No.
Not Dr. No.
Well, you just said no like 50 times, so you must mean Dr. No.
Hello, Dr. No. I'll play you in Baccarat here in the Caribbean. Oh, do you like my companion's bikini?
All right, that's all we got time for.
No.
Shout outs to Camilla Stenmark, the awesomest person in Sweden that we know, and we don't know that many, but she's still awesome.